This recording, Arkansas 4, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
The sunlight strikes raindrops in the air. They act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colors. These take the shape of a long round arch with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he is looking for the pot of gold at the end of a rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that there would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The Norsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. Others have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by reflection of the sun's rays by the rain. Since then, physicists have found that it is not reflection, but refraction by raindrops which causes the rainbows. Many complicated ideas about rainbow have been formed. The difference in the rainbow depends considerably upon the size of the drops and the width of the colored band, and the width of the colored band increases as the size of the drops increases. The actual primary rainbow observed is said to be the effect of superimposition of a number of bows. If the red of the second bow falls upon the green of the first, the result is to give a bow with an abnormally wide yellow band, since red and green light, when mixed, form yellow. This is a very common type of bow, one showing mainly red and yellow with little or no green or blue. I currently live in Bella Vista, Arkansas. I was born in Fayetteville, Arkansas, when my parents were both students at the university. My dad got his law degree while up here at the university, and once we moved to Little Rock, he started his law practice there for a short time before getting diverted into other occupational professions. Law, I guess, just didn't suit him. My dad was originally from Harrison, Arkansas, and my mother was born and raised in eastern Arkansas in a little town called Marmaduke, and she later moved with my grandmother to another small town called Wynn. Mostly an agricultural type community, a lot of cotton and this type of stuff back in the early 40s and 50s. Some of the memories I had, I was raised in Little Rock, like I said, when my dad moved there to set up law practice. Don't remember much about growing up there until 1957, when we had the Great Central High School incident, as we like to refer to it. I remember schools closing at that time because of the Central High School problem and having to attend elementary school in our church since the schools were closed for 2 or 3 weeks at that time. Little Rock was a nice place growing up. Can't say that I would want to live there now. Northwest Arkansas is a wonderful place to live. My grandparents on my dad's side were from Northwest Arkansas, and then my grandparents on my mother's side were from Eastern Arkansas. So it was a kind of a clash of cultures.